Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 21st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Diagnostic performance of unattended automated office blood pressure measurement for hypertension screening among people with and without HIV. Unattended automated office blood pressure measurement effectively screens for hypertension in both people with and without HIV, using 24-hour ambulatory blood pressure monitoring as the reference standard. The study highlights the utility of automated office blood pressure as a practical tool for hypertension detection in diverse populations, including those with HIV. This method offers a standardized approach to improve hypertension screening in clinical settings. Article number 2. Influence of sex and race or ethnicity on major adverse cardiovascular outcomes following coronary artery bypass surgery in a large integrated healthcare system. This retrospective study of patients undergoing coronary artery bypass grafting showed that non-white race or ethnicity was associated with a higher risk of major adverse cardiovascular events at 1 year and up to 12 years post-surgery. However, sex was not independently associated with increased major adverse cardiovascular events after coronary artery bypass grafting. These findings underscore the importance of addressing racial and ethnic disparities in long-term cardiovascular outcomes following coronary artery bypass grafting. Article number 3. Stroke caregiver needs in a population-based study. This population-based study in Nueces County, Texas, examined the needs of stroke survivors and their caregivers, revealing significant unmet needs and limited awareness of available services. Informal caregivers play a crucial role in stroke recovery, yet they experience substantial burdens. Addressing these unmet needs through improved service awareness and access is essential for enhancing both caregiver well-being and patient outcomes. Article number 4. Plasma phenylacetylglutamine and cognitive impairment after ischemic stroke. This multicenter cohort study investigated the association between plasma phenylacetylglutamine levels and post-stroke cognitive impairment 3 months after ischemic stroke. Higher levels of plasma phenylacetylglutamine were found to be associated with increased risk of post-stroke cognitive impairment. This suggests that plasma phenylacetylglutamine could potentially serve as a biomarker or therapeutic target for cognitive decline following ischemic stroke. Article number 5. Long-term estimated physical activity patterns from youth to middle age and left ventricular structure and function, a 30-year longitudinal study. This 30-year longitudinal study found that greater cumulative physical activity from young adulthood to middle age is associated with favorable left ventricular structure and function. Sustained physical activity over 3 decades appears to promote healthy cardiac remodeling, similar to effects observed in elite athletes. These results underscore the importance of maintaining consistent physical activity throughout life for long-term cardiovascular health. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.